You're listening to the StudyClicks podcast, your number one source for junior and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the StudyClicks podcast. Today's episode is two groups of people, I guess. It's going to be very TY focused, or fourth year if you're part of one of those schools that call it fourth year instead of transition year. But yeah, we're going to talk about all things TY. So that includes whether or not to do it. So if you're a third year, what are your options? It's either to do it or not to do it. But we'll talk about maybe different reasons why you should or shouldn't do it. We're also going to talk about if you are doing it, how to make the most of it. And also, if you're doing it, how to stay on top of study, because I think a lot of you have been asking us to talk about different tips on how to not fall out of the habit, because a lot of people are scared about going back to fifth year and then being completely out of the habit. But yeah, so we're going to kind of discuss all those things in the podcast, and then at the end of it,
you'll know what to do.
Yeah, you'll be TY ready. So just to give a heads up for the people who are listening to this podcast, because they're already in fourth year and they just want tips on how to make the most of it, for the next 10 minutes or so we're going to be just talking about why you should do fourth year. So it's for all those
third years out there.
So if you're already in TY, then just skip ahead about 10 minutes, because that's all we're going to talk about. But for those of you who are in third year and just want to know maybe some insights on why you should or shouldn't do it, then keep listening.
Just in case this is your first time tuning in, we're Emer and Nessa. We're two people who work for StudyClicks. We're two people who have done TY, and we're here to share our advice on, you know, everything that we did with TY and how we came to our decisions and what we would recommend you do too. So,
yeah, we're not perfect. I don't think
we don't try to make out like we're perfect.
Yeah, we didn't. Maybe there was things where we made mistakes or things we would have done differently, but that's why we're here and why we're going to help you make the best of it and hopefully make the right decision for you.
Okay, so number one, I hope there's possibly a few third years listening to this podcast, and you're coming up to that point in the year where you have to make a decision. Right, this is a year of my life. I might have a choice to completely skip it and continue on the senior cycle and get out of school a year earlier, or do I want to do this year and get all the experience that I get from it? And it can be there's ups and downs, but there's pros and cons. People are really unsure about whether TY is right for them, whether or not they do just want to go straight on to fifth year. And yeah, I think from all the questions that we get and all the posts we see in the discussion forums, some people see it as a big decision. And it is, because it's a whole year. So yeah, really should think carefully about it. What would you say to email to people who are not sure whether or not they would do TY?
I think it really has to come from yourself. You can't, I know it's a lot of people will make the decision based on whether their friends are doing it or not.
Yeah.
Or I know in some cases the parents want to make the decision, you know, maybe if your parents don't really have the budget, maybe, because in a lot of schools, if your school doesn't have much of its own budget, then it's the students who end up having to pay for a lot of the activities. And of course, if you're in a situation where you need to get your income from your parents and they can't afford it, you know, it's difficult. So your parents might kind of just step in and say, no, you can't do it. But there are so many different reasons for doing it and not doing it. So you can't really just go onto a forum, for example, and then ask someone to make that decision for you. You have to really look at your own. Of course, we're here, we're giving advice, but we can't tell you yes or no whether you should do it or not. You have to sort of assess the situation yourself. And I would say, yeah, not to just go by your friends if they're doing it or not, because if they're your friends, you'll stay friends with them.
Yeah.
But if you really don't want to do it, then that's kind of enough, I think. Like, let's say you really don't want to do it, but all of your friends are doing it. You know yourself that you don't want to do it. You know yourself that you want to keep going into fifth year. So that, I think, it's really important to just reflect yourself on it and decide at the end of the day, what's best for me? What do I want to do? And try not to let too many outside factors influence what you do.
Yeah, I know for me that I knew I always wanted to do it, because we have an older brother who had already done it, and he'd done so many great things. And so I always knew I was going to do it. And then I had a few friends that I saw were skipping it, And I just doing my best to like convince them, like, oh my god, you get to do this, this and this, why do you want to skip? Like, it's going to be so good. And they're like, none of that is of any interest to me. I'd rather just get on with it. Like everyone is different. You can't just leave it up to someone else. Like, you have to just ask. It's all dependent on the school as well. Every school does TY differently. So you can just ask the people in the year ahead of you, people who've done TY already. You know, you'll have seen from just being in school what they get up to, what they get to do, and just know yourself, ask what did they like TY, did they think it was worth it, do you like what they did, looking from the outside in. So we really cannot stress enough, it has to come down to you at the end of the day. Like, you can ask for advice, but the decision does lie with you.
Yeah, and just like Nessa said, ask, you know yourself in the school, you'll know what the year ahead of you has done. Ask some students if there are things there that appeal to you. Like, TY is amazing, whether your school has a big budget or not. There are so many things, new things that you'll do, the opportunity to maybe learn a new language. We did Chinese in our school.
Yeah.
There are sign language. There's always trips, sometimes trips abroad, sometimes like local trips in Ireland. You generally always have a great time, and it's if nothing else, it's a nice break to have, because if you studied a lot for your junior cert, to go straight into fifth year without much of a break,
sometimes
it can
be
a bit much. So it's nice to just kind of treat yourself a little bit,
yeah,
and have
absolutely
a bit of downtime, because it really is downtime at the end of the day. You don't do a lot of study. There's not much that you can study yet on the Leaving Cert course. So it's a really chill time. You know, you are just doing these activities all the time. We're having a few DOS classes, and it's a nice time. It's very, I felt personally that I grew a lot from it as a person.
Yeah.
Because it's a time where you're not focusing that much on subjects and studying, so you can focus a lot on yourself and your own personal development, and also your friendships. Like, I made a lot of new friends in TY, people that obviously I'd known since the start, but you have a lot more spare time to really talk to people and get to know people in different ways. And I think I matured a lot from that year, so it's good for yourself, I think, just as a person, if you're looking to spend some time on you and make new friends and just overall have a really nice kind of chill time. It's a good choice that way. But if you're the kind of person that's just ready to keep going and ready to get out of school, then maybe it's not the best idea.
Yeah, if you're a bit restless, like, I get it. But yeah, for me, like I said, it's a great year for self-reflection.
Yeah.
And it's really, for some people, it can be really nice to have the break.
I think your age also is something else to keep in mind. Like, obviously, it shouldn't be the main decision for you, but if you're kind of on the fence, your age can be a big thing. If you're a bit younger than the rest of your class, then it turns out that you're 17 going into college, many people do it and it's completely fine, but that might be something for you that you don't want to do, so just keep that in mind as well. Maybe that might be something that is a deal breaker for you, being too young going to college, or maybe it doesn't matter, but if that's something you haven't thought about yet, maybe it's something you could.
Okay, so moving on then to people who are in fourth year and they want to make the most of it and they want to keep on track. If it's important to you, if it is a big concern to you that when you're doing TY and you're going to fall out of the habit of things, like we said, it is a year to chill and relax and not take school and exams too seriously, to kind of step back from all that. At the end of the day, that you're still in state education, you will need to be learning things. If you do want to keep on top of it, then like we always say, just have a plan. Even if you're just doing a little bit every night, like 15, even half an hour, going back over just the littlest things in every subject, like writing techniques in English or base stuff that you did in the junior cert and maths, especially languages is a good one, because you fall out of languages very quickly if you're not practicing them every day. For languages, Duolingo is a good one. Just have Irish, French, Spanish, Italian, whichever one you're doing, and just do just nothing too serious. Like, obviously, it's, can't reiterate enough, it's TY, please take a handy.
Yeah, and like, especially for languages, because it can go either way. Like, you can really let yourself regress and get and forget everything you've learned over the last 3 years, or you could really get ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Because there are, unlike the other subjects that you might be doing, there's a lot that you can kind of do without your teacher. There are so many online resources for learning languages, and you can just start watching things in the target language or do Duolingo, like you said. So there's a real opportunity to just get a head start on something. I would really recommend, if you want to make sure that you're doing well in a subject and that you're not losing track of your study, to
really focus on your languages if you can.
Yeah, it'd be a big help to yourself in the future.
And if you're looking for more ways on how to properly learn a language, we have a blog on how to do it, and there is a lot of different tips and websites and advice on there. So I would go to our blog page and look for the blog on how to learn a language.
Yeah, you might even learn a new language from scratch. I remember I set they encouraged us in TY to set a personal goal. For some people, it was like learn an instrument or, you know, learn a language. For me, so I tried learning Spanish because we only did French in school. There wasn't even an option to do Spanish. So yeah, if you want to just take up an entirely new language or just new goal in general, it's a great year for learning stuff on the side.
Also on the note of Duolingo, like, I think it's just a good thing, even languages aside, it's one of those things kind of like just to keep your brain happy. And that's just, I think that's the most important thing really when you're in TY. Like, you don't have to worry too much about pressing exam questions and studying straight away and making sure that you don't forget how to study, because you're not going to forget how to study. Like, you don't forget after 1 year. Do you know, there's people that go to college, mature students, when they're 50 or 60 and they get on grand and they haven't studied for God knows how long. So like, you will be fine. After 1 year, your brain really isn't going to fall out of it. The important thing is to just keep training it, you know, keep it on its best game and things like that. Things like Duolingo or other like brain teasers, maybe do a Sudoku, I don't know. But
there's so many little apps out there for like brain teaser games. Just keep it. Yeah, even the smallest little things will. It's like going to the gym, but for your brain.
Yeah, just keep it challenged. And of course, if the things are relevant to the subjects you're going to be doing in 5th year and 6th year, then fantastic. But I think the main thing is to not worry too much about studying, you know, your leaving cert subjects or just studying in sort of that leaving cert format. Just keep your brain happy, keep it practicing different things, and you'll honestly get back into the study no bother. So don't have that as one of your worries.
Yeah, and even what I said earlier, like, oh, try maybe do a little bit of, remember all of your junior cert stuff if you have time, go over it every night. If you don't panic. Like, it's really not necessary. If you don't get around to doing it, it's okay.
Yeah, these tips are really for those who are kind of just very motivated.
Yeah, those who are very concerned about not being able to get back into it. You can do a little bit every night, but if you really truly want to relax for the year, then it's no hassle. I mean, it's TY. You approach it how you want to do it.
Yeah, you'll be completely fine. Just little things if you do want to do something, but the main thing really is to just enjoy yourself.
Just to chill, yeah.
Yeah, and like, the thing is that you can't really start on any of your 5th year stuff because you're not allowed until you're in 5th year. Mm. So you're not really allowed to get started on the course, but of course you can do, no one's going to stop you from reading the texts on your English course. So you can look up that ahead. You can look that up in advance. Maybe the poets, if you're into poetry, you can see what's out there. Try to familiarize yourself with it. And maybe the same will go for some subjects like art, for example. You can see what artists and what kind of stuff is studied there, or
music as well.
Music, Irish, you'll know what stories are there. You can ask other students for tips on how to get it ahead of the game. But like we said, it really is just a year to...
Yeah, it's totally up to yourself. It is truly necessary. It's only if you want to get that little extra bit done when you have the time.
Yeah. So what we really wanted to kind of move on to next, because, yeah, that section of the podcast really shouldn't be too long, because I guess at the end of the day, our message is... don't worry about studying in TY. It's your break year. You'll be grand. So yeah, just a few small tips on how to get the most out of TY.
Everyone's TY experience is different. You will have people who like regret doing TY, but then there's people who like do it and then they kind of don't throw themselves into every activity. I mean, obviously you're not going to like everything. I remember we were going to do golf, was one of our activities for a couple of weeks, and I hate golf, but I ended up loving it because, you know, we all just had a laugh. We're all doing cartwheeling around the golf course. You know, it's just trying... I feel like it goes for anything. Try and find the positive with anything. It's something new. You mightn't like it, but it's still an experience. So yeah, try to go into everything that the TY in your school offers you. Like, you know, grab it with both hands. Just make the most of it. And it's all a bit of crack at the end of the day.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people can focus on the money side of it because... me, for example, I personally used to always give out about my school and say, oh, well, we had a low budget, which meant that we couldn't do anything fun or cool and we didn't get to go abroad. But in hindsight, you know, we could have organized stuff ourselves. That's kind of the whole essence of TY. You know, you're being proactive, you're organizing these activities, you're making the most out of it yourself. So if you're finding yourself in a rut and giving out because TY isn't what you were expecting it to be, go out there and organize things. Ask your teachers. You probably have a TY head. Ask the principals. See what activities are in your area. Maybe it's guest speakers that could come in. Day trips that you could do. Things like that, because...
Yeah, and I'd say the TY coordinators, I don't know about other years, but or other schools even, but they're probably constantly looking for ideas. Like, they want to be doing new things with the TYs every year. So if you have any suggestions, yeah, certainly bring them on board. If you have any suggestions, definitely go to your TY coordinator with them and see what they think. Because, it's really worth taking the initiative, like, not just... being a sheep and just doing everything you're told. Like, this is the year that you take advantage and take the initiative. So go for it. There's no bad that can come from it.
Yeah. Another point I think is, especially if you found third year particularly stressful and you let it get the better of you and you stressed yourself out a bit, then a really important thing to do in TY is to get yourself back to a level where you're confident in yourself and you're not stressed all the time. It really should be one of these kind of recharge years, you know? Your batteries are totally worn out after the junior cert, but you have 2 years of kind of intense study coming up. So it's important to use this year as a way to recuperate, a way to give yourself a bit of attention that you need, you know, a little bit of TLC. And it is a chance for you not to have to get a lot of work done. You won't get a lot of homework, you won't have to do a lot of study. So just remember that, okay, this is the year where I focus on me. And if even mentally or anything like that, you got a bit down in the last year and you found that it really kind of took a toll on you with the exams, this is a year to try and focus on yourself and be kind to yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I think when you have the time, it's the year for trying out new things because you're surrounded by all your friends and they're all going to be doing the same things. Like, sometimes doing new things is scary. And there's also the year for learning about yourself. Just your, like we said, there's no exams, or it is a year for taking up new things. One of those things could be meditation or yoga. Do you know, something that could be good for your health?
Yeah, completely.
Yeah, taking up a new hobby, we said that already. Like, it is, just take advantage of the year that you, it's a year off from school, it's a year off from exams, it's a year off from studying. Like, completely take advantage of that, because chances are you possibly could be going onto third level, whether it's, you know, university or an IT or an apprenticeship or internship, whatever it is, or you could go straight working. You're going to be non-stop, so... really, if you have chosen to do TY, take advantage of this nice gap year that you have.
Yeah, completely. And I think mainly our message here is just to have a bit of crack, have fun with it.
It's the year for having the crack.
Yeah, and it's got to be you that sort of pushes yourself to try new things and to put your heart and soul into all the activities that are there. And you will be rewarded, I think, if you do push yourself to make the most of it.
Don't have a bad attitude to anything. Everything is an experience, and everything is meant to be done for your benefit. So appreciate it from that angle. Those are our tips for TY.
Have fun and enjoy yourself. Don't worry too much about it. So just make sure to keep on top of things if you want to keep studying, but mainly enjoy yourself. And as always, if you have any questions or worries throughout the year, we'll always be there on StudyClicks to help you out. So
yeah, we're there for all years, not just the exam years. Even if you're in TY and you have any questions, we're always there. We help everyone. We don't discriminate.
Yeah. So if you want to get in touch, as always, do email us at info@studyclicks.ie. We're open to suggestions for podcasts, questions, literally anything if you just want to say hi.
Yeah.
And you can also message us via social media.
You can. I'm on the other end of all the social media. So we have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and Snapchat. If you want to add us on Snapchat, it's study_clicks.
Yeah. And finally, if you want to leave us a review on wherever you listen to this podcast.
Wow, what a nice thing that would be. I'd love a good review.
That would be really cool, because that helps us reach more students and helps everyone feel a bit better about all this school nonsense.
Yes, so get us on that homepage of iTunes.
That'd be fantastic if you could give us 5 stars or write something, a few lines about what you think.
I'd love it.
Yeah, I'd otherwise, have a great TY, or...
a great junior cert if you're a third year listening to this. Yeah. Have a great junior cert.
Wherever you are, just keep positive.
That's what we always say.
Get in touch if there are any issues and have a great day or night.